want to speak now?
Not hearing.
Namo.
Namo Vishnu Padaya.
Huh?
Pranam.
Namo
Vishnu
Padaya. Oh, yes, yes.
Namo.
Briefly.
Namo.
Thank you.
अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षूरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिसे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय माम चरणान्तिके। First of all, I want to offer my koti koti dandavat pranam in the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Nitya Lila Pravishta, Om Vishnu Pada Stotrasya Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami, and send into the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pada Stotrasya Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. My dear sannyasis, brahmacharis, and pure devotees, first of all, I want to give you some relation with me to my Siksha Guru Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. I know him from 1946. And from then serving he was very attracted to me by my services. When he used to tell himself to me that I was born in very aristocratic family. I was playing with mridanga, kartal and ditties. And when I finished my studies, I became manager of
Bengal Chemical Factory.
After that he thought, why managership? Why not ownership? And then I established own my factory. But I felt, when I was with Prabhupada, he initiated me. I have very keen interest in Srimad Bhagavat. And there is a slope, to whom I
bestow my
mercy, make them
street beggars.
So I was thinking, oh, then my every position will be lost, worldly. But anyhow, I continued. So it has really, he started his own medical
business.
But he was not for all these worldly businesses. He also felt. And then he came to Allahabad. He established a very big shop where the Prime Minister of India, Jawaharlal Nehru and Indira Gandhi, used to come for shopping. But after some days, also felt. Then I began to sell my own medicines
as a medical representative.
As a representative medical
salesman.
And then anyhow he became beggar, street beggar. What he used to do, worldly things for making money, he used to felt. In the last, he came to Mathura. I was superintendent of, at that time, Keshav Yugaudiya Math. Once I went to Vishram Ghat and I saw, oh, Prabhu was selling his medicines. So what you are doing? Come along with me. And I dragged him with his whole bag and baggages in our mud. And there he started
translating Bhagavatam. In English
from Bengali to. He finished about here and Vrindavan, three cantos, first, second and third. Then I brought him in my mud and he began to write there. One day I told Prabhu, you are so much qualified. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur wanted that you should preach in Western countries. So why you are sitting here? Better you should take sannyas and preach over whole world. Then he told that story here, that he was manager and how he failed in all acts. And by chance our Guru Maharaj Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami came at the same time. I requested my Gurudev, why you are not requesting him to take sannyas? Then he told, a Muni Maharaj, who was Sanatan Prabhu,
90 years old.
94 years, yes. And he told that if he will take sannyas, I will. Then he took sannyas. I was priest in that.
Sannyas ceremony.
When he took sannyas, I told him how to take bahirvas, copying, door and danda. And then he came to first Jhansi, he preached, and thus gradually by navigation India he came to
America,
New Jersey. He became very sick.
First he came to Boston. During the traveling he became sick.
Very sick. But anyhow, by the mercy of Krishna, he became alive and okay. Then in what park?
Tomskin Square Park.
Tomskin Square. He began to chant two kirtan, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Oh, all the hippies became very fond of him. Some used to give him bottle of whiskey.
Why?
Some cigarette. But they were very... Shyamrani is one of the hippie become. But he is now happy. Those hippie took whose shelter, they became happy forever. The leaders, Tamal, Krishna and all, were hippies. Giriraj Maharaj also, no. So men, in very few years, couple of years, he established preaching center all over world. And he translated Srimad Bhagavat Chaitanya Charitamrita, he wrote Krishna book and so many things. So it was distributed in the world. And thus he preached, established preaching centers in mountains, in the midst of oceans, in the forest, here, there, all over the world. A general person cannot do all these things. So, someone tells ISKCON leaders that Narayan Maharaj is not part of ISKCON. Don't listen him. But I say that they are telling true. We are not part of ISKCON, but we are father and mother of ISKCON.
Bravo!
From us,
ISKCON
has taken birth. Also, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, deep disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. And he took sannyas from our Gurudev Nitya Leela Praveshtam Vishnu Padar Sutta Sarsamad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. He Swamiji has admitted Guru Parampara from Brahma to Madhvacharya, Vyas and Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Sarupa Damodar, and then Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Prabhu Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and then Prabhupada. He accepted himself this Guru Parampara. Really, Swamiji has not given anything new. From Guru Parampara he has given. And same wine in new bottle. What? New bottle? English language. So priest here and there. Also, I want to tell you that we have very good relation. When he came to
America,
from there he has written me 500 letters weekly. These 500 letters Satswarup Maharaj took for his life.
Biography
of Swami of Maharaj. But he could not return them. Only some few, 20 or 50 letters in Bengali he could not take. So it has been written here. Very good, the relation between.
It's available here.
He has written me, "You are the best disciple of Srila Keshava Goswami Maharaj." And you have helped me by sending kartal, DTs, sitar,
mridanga,
tanpura, harmoniums, mathura, peda, and so many things. So I am
indebted
to you. Our relation is like transcendental, like my relation with Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. My also relation to you, this transcendental. It means I have accepted you as a
disciple.
You should know, sometimes Shiksha Guru is better than Diksha Guru. He is like friend. Any disciple can open his heart to him. When we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, first chapter, he has done first pranam to six Goswami, Shikshaya Jayamar. He has not written who was his Diksha Guru. But he has written the name of his Shiksha Guru. Also, he has told Diksha Guru Swarupa.
Diksha Guru Kidani Krishna.
Krishna Guru
Swarupa.
Krishna Swarupa.
Are
Shiksha Guru,
Guru Krishna Rupan Shastra Pramane.
Guru
Rupan Shastra Pramane.
He has also given importance. One Rup, one Swarup. Diksha Guru is Rup. And Shiksha Guru is Swarup. So, I am the first and best disciple. And he accepted me like that. What is Kul leaders are preaching against me? All top to bottom false. They fear from me, actually. That is why in this program, first we set program for here and for Johannesburg.
Durban.
Then the hearing, they feared so much. If Narayan Maharaj will go and or anyone will go, they will never return back to ISKCON. Like Assam Maharaj. He first came in disguise
as a spy.
As a spy.
And he came back to Hawaii.
And then became
Guru Bhai.
So I think those will hear. or Harikatha, very sweet. They will never return to ISKCON. I think even they will come, they will, must be returned. They will be
changed.
But they never come out of here. In Johannesburg also they have done like this. In Durban they have done like this. Anyhow, our relation was very transcendental and he has accepted me. So what ISKCON tells, everything stopped to one. Oh, one thing. He was so merciful to me that the end of his life, he called me and told, weeping, taking my hands in his hands, Narayan Maharaj, I have done some
wrong
thing. So I beg excuse from you and tell my Guru, oh, I told never you have not done anything false. Only to inspire your devotees who have something, told that Gauriya Math does not do anything, they sleep and eat. But really this is not. Then Prabhupada was Gauriya, he was eating and sleeping. Our Gurudev, I am sleeping and eating. So, our relation was so. In Samadhi he told, his Samadhi, in last days, after that he could not talk with anyone after my speaking.
He
ordered me, by your hand, own hand, you should give me Samadhi. In Vrindavan there are Ban Maharaj and so many Gaudiya Vaishnava, they are present, but he did not tell for them, told for them. Tamal Krishna and other prominent leaders of ISKCON were there, but he did not tell them that they should give me Samadhi. Charu and all prominent, more prominent. But he refused to give Samadhi. I told that I will do. He told also in Bengali language that I have brought so many monkeys from Western countries, but I could not train them. Please train them and help them. I told him, surely. Brother, these naughty boys do against me something, but I don't mind. I always excuse them and I also want even to help them. About 1 month ago, before, some big leaders, like the director of this
delegation of GBC,
came to me, Gopal Krishna,
Loknath
Maharaj,
Anuttam Prabhu,
Badri Narayan, they came to me.
Rabindra
Swarup.
Govardhan India.
And they beg apologies to me. We have done so many wrong things. Please excuse. We want that our relationship would be like before. I became very happy and told that I am very happy. I also want. And also I want to save this cone, because all the sannyasi, almost, they have no better sangha sadhu sangha, so have they fall down. My sannyasi, only rare one. But why? Where is advanced katha also? Bhakti is like a river. The current never stops anyone, anywhere. It wants to go. So bhakti is like a river flow. So if anyone will hear some high class of Harikatha, oh, they will be interested. They will not fall. So I told him, if they will hear all these Harikatha that my devotees are hearing. What hearing? Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajeshatanayastad Vindhamo Vindavanam Ramya Kachut Upasana Bajubadhu Bhargaina Jagalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumat Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatradhu. Mahaprabhu is telling, he is the authority, he is Swayam Bhagavan Avatari, Krishna himself. Brajendranandan Shyam Sundar, son of Jasoda and Nanda Baba, are versatile deities. Out of Braja Krishna becomes Dwarkadhis, Mathuradhis. He is changed. He cannot take his
flute,
his peacock feathers. He changed. So our upasya, worshipable deity is Krishna and same as Vrindavan. And the aradhana, what?
The process of worshipping.
Is best of gopis. They left their husband, chastity, the words of their father, mother and other, and then gave up their religion and everything and went to Krishna and served. This is the highest class of Upasana. Srimad Bhagavat Pramanam. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prem is our prayojan.
Ultimate goal.
They don't know all these Harikatha, Aradhyo Bhagavan. What's the difference between Partha Sarathi and
Brajendranandan?
Oh, they know that Krishna is also Partha Sarathi and so many things. So, I have spoken so much. Now, I want to come on this subject. What is bhakti? Bhakti is our goal of our life. Bhakti has two kinds.
Vaidhi
and Raganuga. Chaitanya Charitamrita Srimad Bhagavat begins from Vaidhi Bhakti. But really they are not Vaidhi Bhakti. So, Raganuga Bhakti is our goal. And in this goal, we want Radha Darshan. How they can tell all these things? So I want to that who will speak first?
Damodar Maharaj. You should speak on Anna Abhilashita Sunyam Jnana Karma.
Guruve Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Chalare Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tata Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. So first I give my obeisances to Sri Gurudev, Om Vishnupad, Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj, Sri Dhanisa Nyasis, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming to hear topics of bhakti, devotional service to the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. So Sri Gurudev has ordered me, so I will try to describe what is bhakti. Bhakti cannot simply be imagined. We cannot imagine our own process of worshipping the Lord. Because we do, Utpadeva Kevala. Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatri Giravina Akanti Hari Bhakti Utpadeva Kevala. Devotional service which is not in the line of the Shrutis, the Upanishads and the Vedic scriptures, this is only a cause of disturbance in society. Then we should not imagine what is bhakti. The perfect devotees have described what is bhakti, and we should try to make our endeavors in line with their instructions. Therefore, guru is necessary. There are many definitions of bhakti. Sarva Pali Vine Muktam Tatpara Tatpara Nimaram Vishikena Rishikena Sevaram Bhakti Ushite. Some have described what is devotion. When the soul is completely liberated from any touch of material nature, and in its pure spiritual form, the devotee renders constant devotional service with all senses of the body to Rishikesh Bhagavan. This is called bhakti. The time is not there, but so many different devotees have defined devotion. But the best of all definitions is given by our Gaudiyacharya, Sri Rupa Goswami. He has described Anyaya Vilasita Sunyam Jnana Karma Navitam Anukurena Krishnanu Sinanam Bhakti Uttam. Everyone should get t-shirts of this slope and they should wear it always and always keep them. Then Rupa Goswami has said, what is Uttam Bhakti? The topmost form of devotion, which is not mixed with anything in this world. There are some internal characteristics and some external. But mainly he said, Anukurya Krishnanu Shilanam Bhakti Uttam. First, devotion should be to Bhagavan. That means Vishnu Tattva. Even so-called worship of Shiva, Lord Shiva, or Lord Brahma, or Ganeshji, or other demigods, this cannot be called bhakti. Because Sri Rupa Goswami has said it must be Krishnanu Shilanam. That means Vishnu Tattva, like the incarnations of the Lord, beginning with Sri Krishna, Lord Ramchandra, etc. It should be some endeavor. Bhakti doesn't mean doing nothing. There should be some cultivation of endeavors that is called anusilana, performed by body, mind, and words, and then the cultivation of transcendental emotions performed for the satisfaction of Krishna. Here, Sri Rupa Goswami has used the adjective. Pronoun. They're anu silanam. Anu here, anu means continuously. It's not that I go to the temple once a week, honey ball, then the next 7 days I finish watching television. No. Anu silanam. Anu means a continuous flow of endeavors. Just like you take a jar of honey and pour it from the top, that honey is not broken, it's in a constant stream. Therefore, the devotion should be uninterrupted. Also, Rupa Goswami has used the pronoun anu, because anu means anugatya. It must be done under the guidance. Ultimately, in the spiritual world, everyone is performing all their devotion to Krishna under the guidance of Srimati Radhika herself. And in this world, Srimati Radhika's mercy manifests in the form of Gurudev. Therefore, devotion must be continuous. It must be also performed under the guidance of a perfected devotee, otherwise it cannot be called bhakti at all. Therefore, Vishnachalavi Thakur has given a very extensive definition of this verse in his book, Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu. It's at the book table. Do yourself a favor. There it describes very nicely. There is Bhavrupa and Chastrarupa. The time is not there to describe. If you look at that book, it very beautifully describes everything. So these are the intrinsic characteristics of devotion. Anavikasatasanyam jnanakarvayanatam anukulena krishnanam chelanam bhaktivitam. So here Sri Rupa Goswami has not said that bhakti should be performed only for the happiness of Krishna. Otherwise some fault may come in the definition. Sri Guru Maharaj gives the example where Krishna came out of Vrindavan and entered the city of Mathura. Then Kamsa, who wanted to kill Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he had two big wrestlers called Chalak and Mustik. So when Krishna and Balaram entered, they challenged Krishna. Oh, you should fight with us for the pleasure of the king. Actually, they intended to kill Krishna. And Krishna said, I'm a small boy, I cannot fight. I should go up to like big mountains. I will fight with someone my own age. He said, we know that you are not a lonely boy. Otherwise, how do you kill such huge demons like Putana, Agastur, and Bakasur? And they grabbed Krishna and began fighting him, kicking him, biting him, punching him. So as Krishna and the Chalan and Mustik were going backwards and forwards, Krishna felt great happiness. Why? Because Bhagavan is the Kira Prasa Vrita Sindhu. He enjoys all types of happiness. Number one happiness is fighting. So when they were fighting and trying to kill Krishna, Krishna felt very happy. But we cannot say this is bhakti, because they were not doing it for Krishna's happiness, they were doing it to kill him. Therefore, for this reason it cannot be said that bhakti is only for the happiness of Krishna. Bhakti is really performed for the benefit of Krishna. Then Sri Vishnu Chakra Thakur gives another example. Marisora, when she heard Krishna ate dirt, then she went to beat him. And Krishna was crying. So someone may say, is this devotion? She's chastising Krishna and Krishna is weeping. The Guru Maharaj said, this is the root of all devotion, the highest devotion. Because she is doing chastising Krishna for Krishna's benefit, not for his happiness. So there are so many subtle things here. So this is the main intrinsic qualities of devotion. So also there will be some external symptoms, that is called tathagatasya. What is that? Anyabhilasita sunya. Devotion should be devoid of any type of material desire. Material desire means any endeavor for your own enjoyment, then it cannot be bhakti. For example, if we come to the temple and we give Bhagavan some incense, that incense costs 1 rand a packet. If we are offering it to Bhagavan and saying, hey Bhagavan, please give me 1 million rand, this cannot be called bhakti, because you're doing devotion to Bhagavan, offering him something, but it's contaminated by desire for your own enjoyment. Therefore, it's not uttam bhakti or pure devotion. Therefore, bhakti should be devoid of any other desires. For example, desires for good health, desires for happiness in this world, desire for material enjoyment, desire for a good wife, a new house, even desire for material liberation, going to the heavenly planets, even a desire to become free from birth and death. This is also a material desire. So everyone feeling depressed? Can you imagine how pure is pure bhakti? Therefore, devotion will have no touch of these other desires. So Guru Maharaj says, when we hear this verse, we can take our pulse and we can think how far away we are from actually practicing pure devotion. Also, jnana karma anad anavritam. Rupa Goswami has said, bhakti should not be covered by karma or jnana. Means bhakti should not be covered by material activity. Means, sometimes people that become so much absorbed in materialistic work and just to keep the roof on the house and to feed the stomach and the children, we become so much absorbed in that we forget our devotion. That is an example of bhakti becoming covered by karma. That should not happen. Guru Maharaj says no one can live without karma. Is everyone in this room breathing? Hope so. That's why lecture is really boring. So breathing is also a karma. Eating is a karma. Walking here is a karma. Sitting in your chair, this is a karma. Therefore, no one can be without karma for even a second, because then you would be dead. Therefore, no one can live without karma, so karma should be done in a way which is favorable for devotion. It should not cover devotion. And jnana also should not cover devotion. There are two types of jnana. But mainly that jnana with Brahma Vaikya is Surupa jnana. So many people, they are performing devotion, but they desire to become one with God. But after Han must become one with God.
I will have to go at...
Because desire to become one with God is death to devotion.
But time is given
if
up.
If you become one with Bhagavan, you cannot serve him alone. Understand?
So you can
if you become one with Bhagavan, how can you taste his sweetness? If your time is made of sugar, can you taste sugar? You cannot. So some is serving Krishna with their desire to become one
tomorrow
with God.
We will begin
this is an example of devotion becoming covered by Dhyana. The Dhyana cannot be rejected because we need Dhyana. Who is the word of the soul? What is Bhakti? What is Bhagavan? What is the qualification of bona fide Guru?
That subject you can.
What is the chanting of the holy name?
Yes.
This is also knowledge. But that knowledge should not cover devotion, that knowledge should nourish devotion. Therefore, anyāvivāsita sunyam, dhyāna kāpidāntam, anukule,
nishyāna,
vishyāna, bhakti yudhama. We should hear this 20 or 30 times, then it goes into our blood. So that devotion should be performed, all the endeavors of the body, mind, words, the cultivation of devotional sentiments should be performed in an uninterrupted manner, free from all material desires, without being covered by karma or jnana. This is called Uttam Bhakti. And Gurudev is the living manifestation of this Uttam Bhakti. Therefore, who wants this devotion must come under the shelter of such a bona fide guru and follow his instructions as they are, without changing or twisting anything. Then that bhakti will come to us also. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.